On today's show, have we got a lot from Geneva. Volkswagen reveals a futuristic-looking autonomous car, Hyundai takes the wrap off a fuel cell concept, and Bentley dips its toe into the EV segment. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for all you enthusiasts of the automotive industry. We sure have a lot of great product information coming out of the Geneva Auto Show. Bentley took the wraps off an electric convertible concept called the EXP 12-speed 6E, which hints back at a previous concept. The car's exterior and interior styling hints at the company's future design direction. It features rapid inductive charging and connected onboard concierge services. Other highlights include the center console, which is made entirely of a solid piece of curved glass that encompasses the high-def OLED screen. Bentley isn't known for EVs, so this concept is a way for the company to gauge the public's reaction to it. If they do release this, though, hopefully they rename it something that's less of a mouthful. Lexus introduced the hybrid version of its new flagship sedan, the LS500H. It's powered by a 3.5-liter V6 gasoline engine that's combined with two electric motors, and its lithium-ion hybrid battery is 20% smaller than the nickel-metal hydride battery currently used in the LS600H. The car is built on the brand's new global architecture, which also underpins the new LC. We'll be back with more from the Geneva Show right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hyundai is showing its dedication to fuel cells with a new concept SUV called the FE, which stands for Future Eco. And based on the pictures we have, boy, does it have some futuristic styling. The headlights flow into a long horizontal bar, which sits on top of two ribbed C-shaped styling elements and a slotted half-moon-shaped air intake. But we think the front of the concept ends up looking a bit frumpy, the way the windowsill kicks up right at the back of the hood. I can't wait until we see this car in action, though. Hyundai says the FE has a rear airfoil with integrated vents, but it looks more like the back end of the car tapers down like an airfoil, and the scalloped-out section below the doors are the integrated vents. But I hope you like the look of it, because the FE fuel cell concept will influence the styling of an SUV version that's coming out in 2018. Well, you might have to do a double take when looking at the new Volvo XC60. It looks a lot like the XC90. Not that it's a bad thing to look like a baby XC90. It's one of the better-styled SUVs on the market. The new XC60 is packed with all the latest safety equipment Volvo offers and will come with a range of gasoline and diesel engines, including a plug-in hybrid variant. And this is a very important vehicle for the brand. The XC60 accounts for about 30% of Volvo's total global sales. Coming up next, VW's vision of what a Level 5 car should look like.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, Autoline knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Volkswagen unveiled its vision for an SAE Level 5 autonomous car, if you can even call it a car. They call it CEDRIC, which stands for self-driving. It's an electric car that was designed to look friendly and generate instant trust, thanks to muscular flanks and thick roof pillars. It has two-piece doors that provide a large opening into a roomy interior. The underlying structure could also be used by other VW brands with some styling variations. VW says you can call for CEDRIC at the push of a button on a fob, which will also indicate its arrival time. A vibration signal guides blind people to the car. But it's not just for ride-sharing. VW says CEDRIC is also designed for individual owners. While the new cars are getting most of the attention at the Geneva show, automotive suppliers also have some news of their own. Brembo showed off a new type of aluminum caliper for disc brakes called ECS, which stands for Electromechanical Combined Sliding. It weighs 2.7 pounds less than a cast iron caliper, which is a good reduction of unsprung weight. The rear calipers also include an electrically operated parking brake, and in case both the hydraulic circuits to the calipers should ever fail, the driver can even stop the car with the parking brake. The Brembo ECS calipers make their debut on the new Renault Alpine A110. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thank you for watching and making Autoline Daily part of your day.